When all the Bengali Vaishnavas reached Jagannath Puri, they rushed to meet Lord Chaitanya. But Haridas remained fallen flat on the common road at a great distance. The devotees returned to Haridas Thakur saying, "Lord Chaitanya wants to meet you." He said, "If I could just get a solitary place near the temple, I could pass my time there. I don't wish to disturb the priests of the Jagannath temple by bumping into them. Better I remain here in this garden all by myself. That is my desire." He's very humble. He didn't even want to go. Of course, he wouldn't be allowed in, but because he's Muslim by birth. But he didn't want to disturb. He thought if he wanted to be in a lonely place, so he wouldn't bump into the pujaris. If he had any place nearby the temple, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was staying in Kashi Mishra's house. That's on the main drag, which you saw. So he didn't want to stay there. He said, "Let me stay far off the track, off the main road. So then I won't bump into any pujaris and touch them." Because in those days, 500 years ago, if a Hindu bumped into a Muslim or got water sprinkled on him from a Muslim, then he became a Muslim like this. It was like that. Happy to hear this, Mahaprabhu personally came to meet Haridas after his devotees departed for sea bathing and their residential accommodations. Lord Chaitanya took Haridas within a flower garden, which we saw yesterday, and there in a secluded place he showed him his residence. Lord Chaitanya said, "Remain here and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I will come to meet you every day. Remain here peacefully. Look at the chakra on top of Jagannath's temple and offer obeisances. I will arrange your prasadam and have it sent here every day." Arivo. Yoga shemam vahamyam. Ananyas chintiyanto mam yejana paripashate tesham nityavyuktanam yoga shemam vahamyam. Krishna says those who worship me without deviation, Ananya Bhakti, then Krishna preserves what they have and carries what they lack. So Haridas was just busy chanting Hare Krishna in his garden, 3 lakhs a day, 300,000 names. And then Lord Chaitanya, God, would come to see him personally. And he personally arranged for his food. He didn't have to worry, make any endeavor. So this is called Residence of Siddhaboko. Lord Chaitanya met Rupa Goswami, who was also given a residential quarters there in the garden. So Rupa Goswami lived there for a short time. Later, Sanatan Goswami joined Haridas, and Lord Chaitanya met him there during his daily visits. During one daily visit, Lord Chaitanya discovered a palm leaf with a Sanskrit verse written on it, stuck in the roof of Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutir. Mahaprabhu read that verse and went into ecstasy. What did the verse say? The verse is written by Rupa Goswami to describe the bhav that Radharani felt when she met Krishna at Kurukshetra. And that's the same bhav that Lord Chaitanya felt when he was dancing at Rathyatra in the mood of Radharani trying to bring Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanatigam. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam. Mano Bishtam means the desire of his mind, the desire of his heart. Rupa Goswami, this is a pranam prayer to Rupa Goswami. He really understood the very heart and mind of Lord Chaitanya. So understanding it, he wrote it down in a Sanskrit verse, this one mood that he perceived. And no one else could perceive this, but Rupa Goswami perceived it. The translation is like this. O Sakhi, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of Krishna's sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. So that verse is written at Siddhabokul. Rupa Goswami lived in Siddhabokul alongside Haridas for about a year or two. Then he wrote this verse. And Lord Chaitanya, he wrote this verse and he stashed it. Rupa Goswami wrote this verse on a palm leaf. He etched it with a stylus, a metal stylus he carved in the Sanskrit, in the palm leaf, dried palm leaf. And he stuck it up in the roof of the Bhajan Kutir, which was just thatch. And Lord Chaitanya, he would come every day over there and arrange to see how Haridas was doing and how Rupa was doing. And he arranged for prasadam to be brought every day by his servant Govinda, Jagannath Prasad. So every day Haridas was eating Jagannath Prasad. So one day Lord Chaitanya, he was walking and he looked up and he saw this palm leaf. And he, for some reason or other, he just pulled it down. And what is this? This beautiful Sanskrit shloka written there. And then he inquired. Of course, it's not mentioned here. It's kind of a summary. But then he inquired, who wrote this? How did you understand? And like this. So this is... Siddha Bokul has many, many wonderful pastimes like this. Disappearance of Haridas Thakur. Like a great mystic yogi, or like Bhishma, Haridas gave up his material body at Siddha Bokul in the presence of Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees. Then Lord Chaitanya picked up Haridas Thakur's body and chanted and danced for some time with the other devotees. Then Haridas was carried to the sea beach for his burial ceremony, which was personally conducted by Lord Chaitanya. So we went to the Haridas Thakur Samadhi. Remember that? We chanted and danced there?
Yes.
Anyone who chants and dances, chants and dances at Haridas Thakur Samadhi, then what happens?
Get the favor of the Lord.
Yeah, very soon he gets the favor of the Lord. So then from there we went to Siddha Bokul. So that was quite a distance. So Lord Chaitanya carried Haridas Thakur's body from Siddha Bokul all the way here to the beach. It's Haridas Thakur's Samadhi just down there on the beach. ISKCON's on one side, you saw?
Yeah.
And across the street is Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. And right out the back, you just go out a little bit further and you're on the beach. In those days, it was a beach. So this is a very special place, Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. So we were there at Siddha Bokul. And when he left his body, when Haridas Thakur left his body, he had a wish. He said, I want to see the face of Lord Chaitanya when I leave my body. And not only that, but I want to have Lord Chaitanya's feet on my chest. So he's holding the feet of Lord Chaitanya on his chest. And was he chanting? What was he chanting when he left his world? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So why wasn't he chanting Hare Krishna? He said it's the same thing. Hare Krishna is the same thing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That's even better. Because in the age that you live in, you're supposed to worship the Thakur of that age. So this, of course, Krishna is every age. Because it's interesting, every day you chant 3 lakhs of Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. But then when it came time to leave his body, he said, oh, forget about that. Forget about that Hare Krishna mantra. I've been chanting this for 13 hours a day for the last 50 years. It takes about 13 hours to do 3 lakhs. He was doing 16 rounds per hour. Right? So 4 hours means 1 lakh. 64 rounds. And 4 times 3 is 12. So 12 hours he was chanting 3 lakhs of name. Let's see. We can't even chant 16 in 24 hours. Hare Krishna. Difficult. The soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is a Bible expression. I really want to do it. I really want to do it. But I can't. Gambhir was Lord Chaitanya's residence in Kashi Mishra's house. Now there's a deity there, Radhakant. On display are Lord Chaitanya's original wooden sandals, water pot, and bed, which we don't see now. They moved somewhere. It says Lord Chaitanya stayed for 12 years in a small room, but he did not sleep for a moment. This is different entries that happened there. This is Govinda's massage. After prasadam, Lord Chaitanya laid down occupying the entire doorway of the Gambhira. Govinda, who regularly massaged Lord Chaitanya's legs at this time after lunch, requested the Lord to move slightly so he could enter and perform his service. When Lord Chaitanya did not respond, Govinda covered the Lord with a chadar and stepped over the Lord's body. Waking up 45 minutes later, Lord Chaitanya asked Govinda why he hadn't gone to take prasadam. He said, "My Lord, my duty is to serve. I would not mind committing hundreds and thousands of offenses for the service of the Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense for my own self." So the idea here is that his service to Lord Chaitanya was to rub Lord Chaitanya's legs, massage his legs after prasad. So this particular day, Lord Chaitanya was in some type of ecstatic mood, and after prasadam, he collapsed on the floor right in the doorway. And he was in the middle. Govinda was outside in one room, and Lord Chaitanya's legs were in another room, and his chest was across the doorway. So this is a dilemma for Govinda Das, who was a servant of Lord Chaitanya, also his godbrother. So he thought, well, this is my service. The Lord wants me to do this service. I do this every day. He likes it. But in order for me to do my service today, I have to step over the Lord, cross his body. And it's not recommended to step over the body of a saintly person, or any person to step over their body is considered offensive. What to speak of a Brahmin? He's a Brahmin, he's sannyasi, he's God. What more do you want? So he thought, anyway, but what to do? So I can't really step over him, but let me cover his body with a chadar. So he covered his body with a chadar. Then he stepped over. Although knowing it's an offense, but at least none of the dust from his feet would fall on Lord Chaitanya's body. That was his idea. So then he stepped over the Lord, and then he massaged the body of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was happy. But then the general trend was that Govinda Das would massage Lord Chaitanya's legs, and then when Lord Chaitanya would fall asleep, then Govinda Das would go and take his own prasad. So Lord Chaitanya, when he woke up from his rest, he saw Govinda Das was still sitting there. He said, "Oh, have you gone to take prasad?" He said, "No, I didn't go." He said, "Why didn't you go?" He said, "I didn't want to step over your body. I had to cross over your body to go outside to take the prasad." He said, "Yes, but my body is lying here on the floor across the doorway. To get over here to massage my legs, you stepped over my body." Then Govinda Das said, "Yes, for your service, to serve you and massage your legs and give you happiness of that service, I'm prepared to commit thousands of offenses, and maybe I have to go to hell for thousands of years because of the offense of stepping over you. But I don't want to step back over you just to go take prasad, just for my own sense gratification or for my own happiness. So I stayed on this side." And Lord Chaitanya was very happy with his vichar, his consideration. So all that took place in Gambhira. "My duty is to serve. I would not mind committing hundreds of offenses for the service of you, the Lord, but I greatly fear committing even a glimpse of an offense for my own self." Now this next entry is called The Great Escape. So this is very interesting. This is in the last years of Lord Chaitanya's manifest Leela. And in the same place, Gambhira. So Govinda Das was laying down in front of the doorway to the Gambhira, and inside the room, Lord Chaitanya stayed up the whole night chanting the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. After some time, it became very quiet. And not hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting, his associate Swarup Damodar entered the Gambhira and found all three doors of the house were locked, but Lord Chaitanya had left the place. So then, of course, everybody went searching for him. But that just tells a little bit. And this is called grinding his the face. We heard about that last night. He was awake all night chanting Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's mind was overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy of separation from Lord Krishna. and he rubbed his face against the Gambira walls all night long, making a peculiar sound, gong, hong, hong, which Srup Damodar could hear through the door. Going inside, he saw Lord Chaitanya's face was bloodied and injured. "Why have you done this to yourself?" Chaitanya said, "I was in such anxiety I could not stay in this room. I wanted to go out, but unable to find the door, I kept hitting the four walls of my face, but still I could not get out." And this entry is called the Pillow of Lord Chaitanya. So what would happen is that Lord Chaitanya, his behavior was rather erratic and ecstatic and unpredictable. So the associates of the Lord, they thought we should appoint a babysitter, something like that, or bodyguard, or someone to look out after Lord Chaitanya, keep a watch. So they took one, there was one Brahmin there, his name was Shankar Pandit. They said, "Listen, your duty is, you stay inside the Gambira, and you should make sure Lord Chaitanya sleeps peacefully, and that he doesn't grind his face on the walls, and he doesn't beat himself up and all these things. And he doesn't sneak out and get lost in the middle of the ocean or whatever he would do sometimes." So then what would happen is, this is Shankar Pandit. He was known, he was actually became famous amongst all the devotees in Puri. He became famous as Lord Chaitanya's Takia, the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. So people would meet him and he would say, "What's your name?" He'd say, "Shankara Pandit." "Oh, you're the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. You're Lord Chaitanya's Takia." He said, "Yep. On the pillow of Lord Chaitanya." So now let's hear about this. Shankara Pandit was appointed to protect the Lord by sleeping in the same Gambira with the Lord. Lying at Lord Chaitanya's feet, the Lord would place his legs on Shankara Pandit, who became known as the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. While massaging Lord Chaitanya, this is the funny part. It's so funny. Shankara Pandit, he was appointed to Lord Chaitanya would sit down and put his legs on Shankara's thighs, and Shankara would rub his legs, and the idea, he would help Lord Chaitanya relax, and Lord Chaitanya would fall asleep. Or maybe sleep with his head on his knee or something. But what would happen, whenever Shankara was massaging Lord Chaitanya, he would fall asleep. While massaging Lord Chaitanya's legs, Shankara would always fall asleep and lie down. Then Lord Chaitanya would step over, he would cover Shankara with his own chadar. That's so funny. Quickly awakening, Shankara would resume massaging Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya neither left the Gambira nor rubbed his face against the walls because out of fear of Shankara Pandit. So Lord Chaitanya was afraid of his babysitter. He's afraid if I go into ecstasy, hong, 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 and rub my face on the walls, or if I try to sneak out, "Hey, where are you going? Mahaprabhu, sit down. Don't try to sneak out." "Oh, Shankar. Oh, I'm sorry." So these are some of the many wonderful pastimes that took place in the Gambira. When Lord Jagannath, during Rath Yatra, he would come and stay for 7 days at Gundicha, then every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would gather his associates and go see the Lord, take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So when Lord Jagannath arrived, he was moved to the temple, bathed, and offered food. Lord Chaitanya danced until evening in the courtyard. He was to that courtyard. And he was dancing in that courtyard until evening. Then he would observe Lord Jagannath's evening aarti. Then he would take rest in Aitota. Aitota means garden, like Tota Gopinath, the garden of Gopinath. So Aitota means mother's garden. grandmother's garden. Aitota. Just right behind Gundicha, or maybe in the complex itself, that area is called Aitota. And Lord Chaitanya would go there and he would rest over there right behind Jagannath. Jagannath would be resting in Gundicha at night, and then right outside the wall in Aitota Garden. And from that Aitota, when the moon was rising like this, one time, maybe, I don't know, it was what time, maybe that time, Lord Chaitanya started wandering. He was compelled and attracted by the powerful rays of the moon. He was reminded of Krishna Chandra in Vrindavan and the Maharas dance. So he was wandering, where is Vrindavan, where is Vrindavan, where is Vrindavan? He's wandering, and Aitota, from Aitota to the beach is not very far, to the ocean. And he wandered through that garden, and he came out on the sands, and he said, oh, the Yamuna Pulin, this is the banks of the Yamuna. Oh, this is where, and the moon was dancing. The moon was dancing on the sand, and the sand looked like it was made of powdered camphor, and it was reflecting the brilliant moon rays. There were no hotel lights and street lights and all these lights all over the place. You can imagine what Puri was like 500 years ago. There was no electricity, first of all. Electricity is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. There's no need. There's the effulgence of love shining everywhere. So Lord Chaitanya, he came here and said, oh, this is Yamuna Pulin. This is the Rasastali. And where's my Krishna? Where's Krishna? Sham, sham, sham. Then he's looking in madness. He's running all over the beach looking for Krishna to dance in the Rasa dance under the rays of the full moon. And then when he glanced and he saw the moon shining on the ocean, it was looking so dark blue, so like cobalt blue, very grayish, bluish, beautiful color of Krishna's body. He saw the dancing and the waves were going like this and the moon was shining. He thought, oh, Krishna's calling me, come, dance, come in with me and dance. And so Krishna, Chaitanya, was in Radhabhav, absorbed in Radharani's mood. Oh, my Sham is calling me. He's motioning to me, he's calling me, come. So then Lord Chaitanya ran in the ocean at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, same time Rasa dance is going on in Vrindavan, 1 o'clock in the morning, on the banks of Yamuna. He mistook the ocean to be Yamuna. Not only that, he thought it was his beloved Shamsundar, Prananath. So then he ran to him, and then he ran in and then he fainted. Lord Chaitanya fainted when he landed in the ocean. Oh, Sham! And then the ocean just picking him up, and he's rising and falling in the waves of Prem, Sham Prem, and floating here and there. And then, of course, finally, you know, everyone came searching for him. And the fishermen, they're pulling their nets. Every day you see them pulling, and this one fisherman, he pulled his nets and he got this big golden fish. What is this huge figure? 7 foot long fish. And Lord Chaitanya's joints, everything was extended. So ordinarily his hands are like this, but there's 6 inches of skin between his wrist and his hand. And so his body is just dangling like this. So instead of being 7 feet long, he was like 10 feet long. Because everything was extended. His knee joint was extended, his hip joint, his feet. Everything was like... And then the man was, oh, this is a fish or a human being, or what is this strange creature? UFO. Unidentified floating object. You've heard of UFO? Unidentified floating object. No, floating. Unidentified floating object. So then he caught a net, so then he said, somehow the curiosity, because so much beauty was there still, even though Lord Chaitanya's form was covered with sand, just everywhere, head to toe covered with sand. And all seaweed and spirulina all over his forehead and stuff. And so then the fisherman, he went and he touched Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he touched Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He couldn't stop. He touched Lord Chaitanya and he got infected with this. He got infected with his Maha Mantra. He started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He wouldn't stop. He's on and on and on. So then Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, the search party, was searching the beach here and there looking for the Lord all night long. And finally, in early morning, around sunrise, they found fishermen wandering on the beach going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Swarup Damodar said, what's with you? What happened to you? He said, oh, I don't know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. He said, what is this? You're chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, yes, yes. It's there.
is there in my net? Oh, in my net.
Oh. What's there? What's there in your net? It's a big golden fish. It's a golden fish. Oh, and I touched it, and now a ghost. It's a ghost. It's a golden ghost, and the ghost is coming to me, Oh, don't relax, relax. Don't you know I'm an exorcist? I can bust a ghost out of anybody. So just sit still. Down, 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 down. And Sir Dhammer slapped him. Ow, 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 ow. And then he said, oh, yeah, I'm okay. Hey, where's this ghost? Where's this ghost? Where's this ghost trapped in the net? Oh, he's here. Come, come. So they took him, and then they found Lord Chaitanya. And then they took him out of the net, and they washed up sand off his face, and they cleaned him up, and they changed his clothes, gave him dry cloth. And that was the end of that pastime. So this kind of things happened over there at Gundicha. Lord Chaitanya came to see Lord Jagannath and perform Sankirtan. He induced different devotees to chant and dance three times a day, morning, noon, and night. Separation from Krishna subsided within the Lord, because he now felt that Krishna had returned to Vrindavan, Gundicha. In each garden surrounding Gundicha, Lord Chaitanya's devotees performed the Vrindavan pastimes. This entry is called Sea Bathing and Golden Beach. Garanga Prem Kaili. No. Garanga Jal Kaili. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarasam Asmi Sagar. Right? Sarasam. It says, of all the bodies of water, I am the ocean. The ocean represents Krishna. Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas in the sea, and at that time he declared, listen, everyone, from this day on, this sea has become a great place of pilgrimage. Rivo. So the sea is a tirtha, a holy tirtha. Tirtha means pilgrimage, right? Go on tirtha yatra. Tirtha yatra means go on a pilgrimage to a holy place. So the sea is the charanamrita of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda, Nityananda charanamrita, Lord Chaitanya's charanamrita. Lord Chaitanya's heart is always tossing and turning. He's always agitated with waves of separation from Krishna. Everywhere Lord Chaitanya is moving, he's always chanting one mantra, sometimes two mantras. Hariharaya nama Krishna yaddavaya namaha yaddavaya madhavaya keshavaya namaha. Hariharaya nama Krishna yadavaya namaha yadavaya madhavaya keshavaya. So he's in great separation. Where is my madhav? Where is my keshav? Where is my yadav, keshav, Govinda? And then when he's not, that's when he's a little bit like conscious. He can chant that. Most of the time he can't figure all that out. It's a lot to remember. Hariharaya nama Krishna yadavaya madhavaya keshavaya. So most of the time he's so much burning in the fire of separation, the great agony and pain of being separated from Krishna in Radhabhav, Mahabhav of Radharani, that all Mahaprabhu does is say, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. Just chanting the name over and over again. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So this is the why this ocean is, these waves, this disturbance, this constant agitation represents the heart of Lord Chaitanya. He felt at home here. Of course, his mother was worried that he would go live in Vrindavan, which is far away from Bengal. Very hard to get any news. And he knew his mother was very distressed because her husband had died and her older son had died. Disappeared and died. Now Lord Chaitanya is taking sannyas and his wife, his surviving wife, Vishnupriya, she's only 14 years old. Lord Chaitanya was 24 years old when he took sannyas and Vishnupriya was 14, like a little kid. And she's left alone with Mother Sachi. So Lord Chaitanya is not so cruel. because his mother is crying. He says, how will I get news of you? Where will you? You'll wander here and there all over the place as a sannyasi, as a mendicant. And then maybe you'll settle up in some holy place like Badrinath or Haridwar or Gaya, Vrindavan, Mathura. And so I think I will die. Maybe even if I don't see you, at least I can get some news of you to sustain my broken heart. So then Lord Chaitanya, out of his compassion for his mother, at the same time he had to uphold his sannyas vow, said, well, where would you like me to stay? And she said, well, of course, I'd like you to stay at home. But this is not possible for a sannyasi, because your wife is here, living with me, so you can't see your wife anymore, you can't stay with your wife. Even this conversation is going on in Shantipur, which is 25 miles south of Mayapur. So it was a long way away from his wife, Ishnupriya. She was not there. She was near but far. She was in Mayapur, but everybody else ran off from Mayapur. Sachimata ran, Ishan ran, the house servant Ishan. And Sachimata, everyone ran off to go to Shantipur. Because the Lord has come, Mahaprabhu has come. But only Vishnupriya was left alone. She could not go. All she had was the Lord's karang, his wooden shoes. And she was worshipping them and cherishing them like her life and soul. So at that time, that very emotionally charged meeting with the son and the mother, Mother Shachi, Jagan Mata, and Vishwambar. Jagan Mata and Vishwambar. Vishwambar, Vishwa means universe, and Ambara means covering or nourishing. That person who nourishes bhakti all over the universe, that person who helps love of God grow in everyone's heart, that's Vishwambar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's meeting with Jagan Mata. Jagan Mata is Sachimata. He said, my mother, where would you like me to stay? Well, since you can't stay at home, couldn't you stay in Jagannath Puri? Because Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. This is a statement she said. Jagannath Puri and Mayapur and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. Why is that? Because the Bengali Vaishnavas are going all the time to Jagannath Puri, especially for the festivals, Dol Yatra, Snan Yatra, Julan Yatra, Odan Shasti, and then, of course, Rath Yatra. Always coming, going, coming, going. And this way, because there's two rooms in the same house, Navadvip and Puri, I will easily get news of you and find out how are you. Are you eating nicely? Are you happy? Are you healthy? And I can live. If I get this news, then I can live. But if you go somewhere else, then I'll die. I'll die right away, immediately. So Lord Chaitanya said, be peaceful, mother. I'm only existing to make you happy. On your order, I will reside in Puri. Mother Sachi ki.
Jai.
Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Shri Puri Dham ki.
Jai.
So this ocean represents... So the Lord Chaitanya, he felt at home here, even though they're like two rooms in the same house. But if you're a drunk, like say you're a Punjabi, and you go to Hong Kong, and you meet some Indian guy there, and you say, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Delhi. Oh, really? Oh, are you a Punjabi? Yeah, I'm Punjabi. Oh, me too. Oh, ha, ha, ha. And then whatever, you make some friends because you're similar. So Lord Chaitanya liked this place because he made friends with this ocean, because this ocean was like a reflection of his heart. His heart was always tossing and turning. Boom, boom, boom. But such waves were always crashing in his heart. Waves of separation, waves, pangs of separation, like boom, boom, boom. Suddenly he felt some solace here. Oh, you're suffering like I am. You're pounding. Your heart is pounding. Are you separated from your beloved like I'm separated from my beloved? You're those pounding, tong, tong. And no one's answering your call. No one's satisfying you. Relentlessly, without stop, day and night, you're pounding, dong, dong, dong. I'm the same way, relentlessly, day and night, my heart is pounding, dong, dong, dong. Where's my Krishna? So that's why every day he would come to bathe here. Oh, yes, soothe me. I am suffering and you are suffering. Because we say, misery likes company. So I'm miserable in separation, and you seem to be miserable also. The first day Lord Chaitanya arrived in Puri, he bathed in the sea with all his devotees. Arivo! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's basic schedule daily was visit the temple of Jagannath, chant and dance before the Lord in the morning, spend some time in Siddhabhukul discussing Krishna with Haridas, Sanatan, and Rupa, then to the ocean for bathing and performance of his noontime duties. Whenever visiting devotees arrived in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya would order them to bathe in the ocean. Harivo! Bathe in the ocean. Then after that, he said to the Bengali Vaishnavas, go to the sea and bathe and look at the top of the temple, the chakra. After so doing, please come back here and take your lunch. Other devotees would regularly bathe in the sea. Rupa Goswami went to bathe in the sea after writing the famous palm leaf verse. And all these different devotees, they bathe there. When Raghunath Das finally joined Lord Chaitanya in Puri, the Lord told him, go bathe in the sea, see Lord Jagannath, and return to take your meal. So Sanatan and Rupa, they all lived with Haridas, because although they were Saraswat Brahmins, Sanat Goswami, Rupa Goswami, because they had taken employment in the Muslim government, they considered themselves somewhat, they lost their caste, because they were working for the Muslim government. They were coerced to take the post. He said, either serve or die. So they served. But they considered, and even their names were changed. Their names were changed to Sarkar al-Malik and Davir Kash. Davir Kash and Sarkar al-Malik. They're Pakka Ekdam Pakka Muslim names. And so they considered they were somewhat fallen. So they stayed with Haridas, who was a Muslim by birth. And the three of them refrained from entering the temple of Jagannath. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a Kayast. Kayast by caste, which is a kind of a high-class sudra. He's considered sudra class, Kayast. But his father, Govardhan Majumadara, he was a zamindar for the Muslim government. He was a tax collector. And every year he was collecting 300,000 gold coins. And each coin weighed about 40 grams. Haribo. Hari Bo. 300,000 times 40 grams. Now, figure that out. It's a lot of grams. Or a lot of kilos, too. So then he was collecting all that taxes, and he was keeping a good percentage of it and giving some to the Muslims. So, although they were shudras, they were pretty well established. Kayas. But the point is that he had darshan. He was not denied darshan. Raghunath Das is going to take darshan of Jagannath. Often after ecstatic kirtan performances, Lord Chaitanya and devotees would bathe in the sea to relieve their fatigue. Understanding the fatigue of the devotees, Chaitanya stopped the congregational chanting and bathed in the sea, accompanied by all the devotees. Besides bathing, Lord Chaitanya would sometimes enjoy swimming and playing, especially after kirtan performed at Haridas Thakur Samadhi, wherein it is described. After sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water with great jubilation. So this sounds sort of like in Ireland, when somebody dies, they have a big party. They all get drunk. So, oh, my father died. Ho, ho, ho. So Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur left this world, then he had a great celebration. It's called Tirobhav Utsav. It's actually called Tirobhav Mahotsav. Maha means great, Utsav means festival. It's a great festival of disappearance of the devotee of the Lord. And in fact, it's a fact that the appearance of the Lord, the appearance of the devotee is not celebrated. In a select way, it may be observed. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati kind of instituted the observance of the birthday of the spiritual master. But in generally, the celebration of a Vaishnava is Tirobhav. the day that he ascended, the day that he entered Nityalila, Nityalila Pravishta. It's called Tirobhav Utsav. It's a great celebration. In fact, it's a 3-day party. First day is Akhanda Kirtan, 24 hours Kirtan, Akhanda Kirtan. And the second day is Suchak Kirtans in Pat. They read from Haridas, they read from, oftentimes, in the disappearance of Vaishnava, they read from chapter maybe 14 or chapter 4, I think it's chapter 4 of Antilila, which is the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. And then they read the disappearance of Bhishma Dev and different things from Shastra, and they sing Suchak Kirtans. Suchak Kirtans are kirtans describing the life story of that Vaishnava in Bengali poetry. That's the second day. Second day is the actual day of the disappearance, and they fast. They fast, do puja at the samadhi, and then they sing these kirtans and read these passages about disappearance of great Vaishnavas. Jaya Nila Prema Dana Karuna Prachur. So then they sing this song also about the disappearance. Then the third day of the 3-day celebration of Tirubhav, they have it's called Shobha Yatra. And they have a Nagar Kirtan. They take some painting of that great devotee, and they have a palanquin or a cart, and they decorate very nicely, and they take the painting of Jiva Goswami around Vrindavan, visit the different temples with kirtan and procession of all Vaishnavas. Then they return to Radha Damodar, which is where they celebrate. And they have big Vaishnava Seva, Bandara. So this is how they celebrate. So Lord Chaitanya, in the same mood, when Haridas Thakur left this world, he personally carried his body, and he's dancing with a big kirtan. Oh, it's glorious. I had such a glorious associate. His whole life, he was born a Muslim, but he became converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And he was such a great preacher of the holy name. He was preaching the glories of the holy name far and wide, you know, to anyone he met. And he was always such an acharya of chanting, Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya carried his body in a huge kirtan procession. Then he dug the ground with his own hand. And he put Haridas Thakur in samadhi. And then he went to the marketplace, because he's a bhikshu, he's a beggar, he's a sannyasi. He has no bank account, no fixed deposit. So then he went, Lord Chaitanya went to the shops. He said, please, you give me some food. We're having a utsav for the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. So they were giving him so much fruits and this way he collected a lot of saman and a lot of bhog. He made a huge feast to offer all the devotees. So that we're reading here, how Lord Chaitanya he celebrated after putting Haridas in the samadhi. This is called Beach Pastimes. After seeing the sand dunes at Chatak Parvat. Where is that, Chatak Parvat? When we go to Tota Gopinath's darshan, we're walking on a flat area, then we turn left. We have to go up an incline. And it gets higher and higher and higher. On the right-hand side, there's a Gaudiya Math temple. The left-hand side, there's a water tower. So that raised area, it's a hilly area. It's called Chatak Parvat. Parvat means mountain. Chatak means not so big. It means kind of small, a small mountain. Chatak Parvat. So Lord Chaitanya was wandering over there, and he saw those sand, it's called sand dunes, we say sand dunes. He saw those sand dunes, and he thought, oh, he mistook, because he's always in Brajabhav. Everywhere he's seeing Braj, and everything's reminding him of Braj. So then he saw those sand dunes, and he started running, Govardhan, Govardhan, Govardhan Nath, Govardhan Nath, Giridhari, Giridhari, he's running, running, running. So this is being described here. One day, Govinda, Jagadananda, Shankar, Mukunda, they all went to bathe in the sea. They could hear Chota Haridas, who had already committed suicide, singing from a distant place. While walking along the seashore, Chaitanya suddenly saw the sea. Brightened by the shining light of the moon, the high waves of the sea glittered like the waters of the river Yamuna. Mistaking the sea for the Yamuna, Mahaprabhu ran swiftly and jumped into the water, unseen by others. Later, devotees arrived at the seashore and split up to search the beach and water for the whereabouts of the Lord. Meanwhile, hoping to see the water pastimes of Krishna, Srimati Radharani and the gopis Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floated 19 miles north to Konark Beach. A fisherman caught him in his net and brought him to shore. That's Sramantya Leela. There's some other verses about the ocean. It said, while living at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floated all day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. As the wind can carry away but a drop of the water of the ocean, a living entity can only touch a particle of the ocean of the love of Krishna. Endless waves arise moment after moment in that ocean of love. How can an insignificant living entity estimate their limits? The ocean of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya is immeasurable and unfathomable. Who can take the courage to measure that great ocean? It is not possible to dip into that great ocean, but its sweet, mellow flavor attracts my mind. I therefore stand on the shore of that ocean and try to taste a drop of it. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Nitya Leela Ki Jai. So that concludes our reading of Chaitanya Leela. So any questions? The level of realization and the level of intimacy of Haridasa Thakura and Lord Chaitanya is far. Haridasa Thakura compared to Rupa Goswami is light years away.
Yes.
Haridasa Thakura's basic relationship with Lord Chaitanya is Dasya Bhav. He's in the mood of Dasya Bhav, servitude. He's preaching. As a servant of the Lord, he would go every day with Nityananda to preach the glories of the holy name, door-to-door Sankirtan. And sometimes he complained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, oh, my Lord, you sent me out with a crazy fellow. If he were walking down the street, and Nittai sees some young girl, he goes up to her and says, oh, will you marry me? And then if he's walking along the Ganga, and he sees some crocodile, he jumps in the Ganga and jumps on top of the crocodile and starts swimming up and down the Ganga. And then sometimes we go, and we walk in the town to go to preach, and Lord Nityananda sees a sweet shop. And he goes to the sweet shop, and he grabs all the sandesh and rasmalai, and eats it all, and starts running. And then the owner of the shop chases us with a stick. But I'm old, and I can't run so fast. And Nittai runs away so fast. Nittai runs away so fast. Then the owner of the store catches me and beats me. So Haridas is complaining against his Sankirtan partner. His preaching partner is an avadut, unpredictable madman. So basically we see that Haridas Thakur, his revelation, although he's chanting so much Hare Krishna, and then you can say Rupa Goswami is only chanting 1 lakh a day, but his realization, his intimacy is so far, far greater. So Haridas Thakur, he was doing seva, servitude bhav, Dasya Bhav, and his service to the Lord was Namachar. He is preaching the glories of the holy name, and he was showing the example by chanting day and night Hare Krishna. And so that was his service to the Lord. He was in Dasya Bhav, not very intimate with the Lord, not much friend. You can say Dasya mixed with some Sakya, but see, Haridasa Thakur is so much older than Lord Chaitanya. He's like 50 years old or something. He's like contemporary of Advaita. He's younger than Advaita, but he's much older than Lord Chaitanya.
But he was scared that he didn't want to go through that pain of seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leave.
Yeah. Yeah, well that's there for all the servitors, regardless of the ras. The separation is there in Dasya Ras and Sakiras and Vatsalya and Madhurya, separation is also there.
So what age difference and you still scared? Like 50 and 25?
Well, age doesn't have anything to do with the bhav. The man may be 90 and his wife may be 20. I say, you know, so age difference is there, but the bhav is something. So he loved. Haridasa Thakur loved Lord Chaitanya. It was called Dasya Prem, the love of a servant for his master. So he understood, oh, my master is going to give up he's going to give up this world and end his pastimes. Somehow he understood that. He said, I can't bear to live in this world without you, my dear Lord Chaitanya. The other associates, they did. Look at Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das is Rati Manjari. And Rati Manjari lived for 16 years. Rupa Manjari you're talking about, who was here in Puri, left Puri, went to Vrindavan on the order of Lord Chaitanya, lived for 60 years without Lord Chaitanya. And so how much intimate is there, Ras? So Haridas is just showing this intense bhav. And it's a teaching. All the associates of the Lord, their leelas are for teaching. Teaching about their Lord and teaching about revealing the sentiments of their own purified hearts. So he knew the Lord, he had understanding the Lord's going to leave. So he thought, let me leave first. So then he left. And this becomes a teaching. Because he's a Namacharya. Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Acharya means teacher. Oh, he's teaching. So this teaching has its effect, because there are followers of Lord Chaitanya that have accepted this teaching. I had one godbrother. His name was Jayananda, and he got sick with cancer, blood cancer, leukemia, in 1976, and then he was getting very sick and it was spreading here and there, and he was dying. So Prabhupada was also very sick in 77, the beginning of 77, and it dragged on, and finally Prabhupada left in November. So somewhere around May of 77, Jayananda, his insurance policy or something, he had $5,000, and they suggested he uses it for some treatment. And if he took that treatment, he could prolong his life for a few more months or whatever. But he was seeing how sick Prabhupada was, and then he was thinking, maybe Prabhupada may go. And like Haridas Thakur couldn't bear to live without Prabhupada, I don't know if I can bear to live without Prabhupada. So he took that $5,000, which was earmarked for his medical expenses, and he donated to Prabhupada, to Prabhupada's BBT. And then, so there was no more medication, no more treatment, so then he hastened his demise, accelerated his departure or expiry date rather quickly. And then he left, like a great yogi, he left this world in May of 77, before Prabhupada. So, of course, he was well aware of Haridas Thakur's example, and he wanted to also leave. He said, I want to leave. Like Haridas Thakur left before Lord Chaitanya, I want to leave before Prabhupada. So he left during Mangal Arati. He was staying in L.A. Concho was blowing, and end of Mangal Arati, and he was out in his room across the street, and he gave up his body. And right when the concho blew, then a pujari woke up the Lord. He brought the garland from the Lord, not the one who was offering Arati, some other pujari. He bought the Lord's garland for the night. He walked in and he said, Jayananda, this is for you. And then Jayananda is saying, just leaving his body, saying, Hare Krishna. And he put the garland on him, like victory garland. Vijay Patra, or Vijay garland. So Prabhupada heard about his departure and he wrote him a letter. He wrote a condolences. He said, my dear Jayananda, he's already left. Prabhupada was writing a letter to Jayananda. It's in the letters book. You can see on the folio. My dear Jayananda, he's already left the world. Prabhupada's writing a letter. My dear Jayananda, I'm so happy to have had a disciple like you. You're always absorbed in chanting the holy name and serving and preaching. And I've heard about your departure. And because you departed in such a glorious way, I'm sure you have gone back to the spiritual world to continue your service to Lord Krishna. So that's a very... It's the only devotee Prabhupada wrote any letter about, certifying that he got liberated. Then in addition to that, either a second letter or the same letter, he said, I want all my temples to honor the disappearance day of my beloved disciple, Jayananda Prabhu, just like we honor the disappearance day of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, Tirubhav Mahotsav. Every year a day should be set aside, which is in May sometime, right before Nrisimha Chaturdasi, about 2 days before. And we should celebrate the disappearance of Sriman Jayananda Prabhu. So we do that. So he was, in effect, Prabhupada canonized him. Canonized him is a term in Christianity. And they take a Catholic saint, great Catholic personality, and they make him a saint. They canonize him. Okay, now this person is Mark, now he becomes Saint Mark, or Saint Paul, or whatever. So he's the only devotee that's been certified and canonized. And every year we celebrate his Tirubhav. Not only that, one step further, he said, in recognition of your outstanding service for the Rath Yatra, which these guys are all excited about over here, which is never held on the same day. But because he was called Mr. Rath Yatra, he built the first Rath Yatra cart in San Francisco, and he was very instrumental in starting Rath Yatra festivals and building carts all over America and Canada. So he said, in honor of the great service you rendered to the Rath Yatra, I want all my temples, every year when there's Rath Yatra, a picture of Jayananda should be hung in front of Jagannath's cart. A nice photograph of Jayananda, you know, 20 by 24, big size, 20 by 24, should be hung in front of the Rath Yatra cart. And this way, he'll be honored along with the Lord. The Lord's devotee is honorable, and the Lord is honorable. The Lord is worshipable, and so is the devotee. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Vishnu Radhanam Sarveshnam. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. The Lord is supremely worshipable, and so is the devotee.